It's the Yearbook Sportscast Podcast. I'm your host, Doug. We don't have Selena Gomez, and that song, It Ain't Me. What is she saying? This is not a complaint whatsoever. We love that. But she's doing the Popeye thing where she's remixed during the song. They always remix her voice, but there's no lyrics for it. It sounds like she's saying, right? It sounds like she's saying, skinny, or a skinny, which we really hope, it is our sincerest hope, that is the actual lyric. But we have no idea. We don't have super cute merch, but we are for flight attendants and nurses. You can contact us at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. Subscribe or something. Here's some things that happened. The Yankees hired manager Aaron Boone in the offseason and won 9 more games than last year. They also lost in the playoffs 1 round earlier and without much of a fight. So were the Yankees right to get rid of manager Joe Girardi after 2017? The frustrating answer is we won't know for years. The Girardi firing bothered us because the biggest criticism you could level was he didn't reach the World Series since his first season. That is a strike against. But otherwise, his teams, young or old, were resilient and competitive. Now, we'll never know for sure, but the 9 more games Boone won, or something close to it, likely would have happened anyway. Everyone agreed last year, you might recall, that the 2017 roster was destined for big things in 2018. On the other hand, all of baseball is now hiring guys who can more closely relate to the players, like Boone, while delivering the plays the front office wants made. And take Boston, which hired Alex Cora, who fits that description and now has the Red Sox in World Series contention. Although, at times, Cora completely ignored the stats that you're supposed to stick to and took major risks that helped beat New York. The point is, for a lot of things, we all have to wait a few years to see if Girardi should have stayed or if Boone was the right hire. But Boone's first year goes down as met expectations and not anything else. Color commentator Ron Darling complained that the Red Sox stole a base in the 5th inning of Game 3 while leading the Yankees 10-1. This is not about Darling. This is about the unwritten rule that says teams don't run up the score. But seriously, in the playoffs, those two teams, the Red Sox and Yankees, are all about unbelievable comebacks and embarrassing losses. Why should Boston stop trying to win the game? Who's going to remember their gentlemanly behavior if the Yankees rallied and won 11-10? Feel instead for the New England restaurant chain where kids eat free the day after Boston wins. Kids ate free 108 days in the last 6 months. There have only been roughly 183 days in the last 6 months. The Brewers are your last hope for a Cinderella team to win the World Series this year. Fair question. Why is it so important for low-revenue baseball teams to win championships? Because it doesn't end there. That's not it. Unlike in any other major American sport, and contrary to the spring myth, baseball eliminates most teams before the season even starts, and that's predictable and mostly boring. In hockey, the light-spending Maple Leafs, Blue Jackets, the Devils, and the Predators all have a legitimate shot to make the playoffs this season, especially the Predators, who in some houses are the Stanley Cup favorites. MLB doesn't even exist in Nashville, but if it did, that team would have a lot less hope than the Predators. Over the last 14 seasons, the NFL has had 6 champions who would be considered small market this year in baseball. Indianapolis doesn't even exist in MLB, but if it did, that team would likely be the Padres. Have a decent season once in a while, then start all over again. Want to know what baseball looked like before this financial problem really took hold? In the 80s, the Dodgers, Mets, and Cardinals all won titles, but so did the Twins, Orioles, Royals, Athletics, and Tigers. Then the Reds won in 90, and the Twins did it again in 91. Now that's a barbecue pit. Actually, that's wide open, unpredictable parity. Then the haves, haves-nots situation took over, you know what I mean, in 1992, and only 2 Cinderella stories have won since. Nebraska football coach Scott Frost has brought back some classic Nebraska uniforms, including their 1990s championship-era jerseys and pants last weekend. Coming into the season, we were sure the old Block N was going to be put back on the sleeves of the uniforms. Those were awesome. It hasn't happened. I know I'm talking over the outro.